Blog Talk Radio.
District 19 candidate Ruben Dockery. That group, a German group over in America, interestingly enough, making a lot of money. And guess what? They said, I got the power. I got the power. And you don't want to check. You don't want to mess with me because I got the power. Welcome this July 20th to another episode. I want you to know that you can call me live here, 657-383-0944. If you listen on, if you're watching live on live stream with Facebook, great. But I want you to participate. I'm going to give a little background tonight on our topic, and then I want you to give me a call here, and let's have some conversation, okay? That's what this is all about. As you know, I'm running for the 19th Senatorial District of Tennessee, and we are simply being true to the three pillars of my campaign: voter education, voter organization, and voter participation. All right? So we want you to be involved and be engaged, and that's what this is all about. This is our opportunity to dialogue with one another. All right. Now, there is a popular misunderstanding among many voters, not only nationally, but right here in Nashville, Davidson County. The misunderstanding is that somehow elected officials have some sort of power over all the voters that elect them into office. Now, when we speak of a voter, we're simply talking about a constituent. And the word constituent is defined as being a voting member of a community or an organization and having the power to appoint or elect. When you look at that definition clearly, we can see that the power is in the hands of the people and not politicians. But what happens is, professional politicians have perfected the art of keeping voters unaware of what's going on, resources available, and really the full nature of their power as an organized body of voters in that community. And what happens is the more unaware and apathetic you become, the easier it is for them to manipulate you and go to office and do nothing really for you, whether they mean well or not. Okay, we don't have time for any sweet, good-sounding things. We got work to be done. Our babies are literally dying in the streets of Nashville. We have children carjacking folks, young ladies. Now, it was bad enough the guy, young ladies. You know the story about our children in the public school system. You understand the divide economically. Yes. Unemployment is low in Tennessee, and it's fairly low in Davidson County. But when you look at certain voting precincts that are predominantly African-American historically, it's way up there. We need to change that. So the focus is on constituent empowerment, and that's what we're here for. Okay. With that being said, let's understand that you and I have some things that we can do together. And I don't want you to just vote for me because I'm fathead and good-looking. No, I don't want you to do that. But I want you to understand what's really going on. So as I've done in the previous show, my website, constituentadvocacy.com. Let's go there right quickly. That's constituentadvocacy.com. constituentadvocacy.com. When you get there, what you'll find is that we have taken time under the campaign platform. You'll see another heading that says podcast presentation, and that's where I'm going now. If you go to the podcast presentation, you'll see that there are a number of videos, instructional videos. We've taken the time to put together this information to empower you with the information you need to make a vote that empowers you, not the same old 6 and 10 routine. It's time for change. That's why we're talking about hashtag change 2018. All right, with that being said, tonight I'm going to be talking about how to hold elected officials accountable. All right, so if you go to Voter Education Series Part 4, that's where we are. And I'm not going to look at the video right now. You can do that later. I'm going to go to the PDF document to the right of that video, open it up, and we're going to talk about how you have power as a voter. Now, yes, if it's just one person by themselves, that's a different story. But when you and your neighbors are organized around the idea that we don't want anyone who happens to become elected to play games with us, and you're organized in that process of identifying who is it that best meets your need in the state senate, guess what? You have the power to make that choice. So two things I want to talk about tonight, right briefly, and then I'm going to open up the phone line. One is precinct governance council. That's how you do it. I was asked this before. Well, then how do you, when you get in office, how do you stay in touch with everybody? You know, all the other ones have forgot everybody, and there's a whole lot of, there are 192,000 souls in Senate District 19, according to census data and to the state information. However, it's unreasonable to think one person can be everywhere with all those people. But when you have an organized community and you have what I'm calling a precinct governance council, why the precinct? Well, I'm going to explain some things to you right quickly. And I'm going to break it down from all the way down to the precinct level. All right? Let's talk about what the governance council really is. It's an organized gathering of residents, voters, constituents, who are organized to address the important issues in your neighborhood and your community, right, as a whole. Well, when you come together, you develop a common policy, an understanding that is written and is intended to make sure that everybody within those boundaries get the same opportunities. Now, everybody's needs may not be the same, but they are available, okay? Now, so let's understand that on the state Senate level, that's a political boundary. It's the largest political boundary of the Tennessee General Assembly, where voters are assigned and elected officials represent their interests, okay? Well, within that, you have your House district, which is the second largest political boundary in the Tennessee General Assembly, where voters are assigned and there's someone as a House of Representatives that's supposed to represent your interests. We're not going to go over tonight, but we perhaps we'll extend that next week. We'll review that again, that there are four House districts in Senate District 19. All right? But beyond that, then you have within Davidson County your council district, which is a geographical political boundary that is carved out by your metropolitan government for constituents and voters. And there is a council person who represents you on that level. Okay, that's a local government. But the Davidson County government and planning commission carves out, after the state carves out their district for the House and the Senate, and the city carves out its district for your council district, Then the planning commission and the government carves out what's called a voting precinct. That's the area that you go to vote because you live in a certain political boundary, smaller boundaries. What we don't have enough of is organization of the people on that level. So what happens is people are kind of foggy and lost about really how to leverage that type of control. The money that comes from the federal government and from the state and from the city government is supposed to be for you in part, but most of us are not seeing it. We're certainly not seeing the benefit of it. Now, monies are spent. Yes, somebody's getting it, but you're not getting the benefit of it. It's a time for a change. And the way we can make that change is on the state level. And guess what? We can do it, and I believe we will. So with that being said, the last thing I want to bring out is what are the guiding principles for the Precinct Governance Council? That's how we do it, people. That's how we organize. And that's how you send Reuben Dockery to the state senate in November. This is how you hold them accountable, because there is an organized body with a common agenda for every voting precinct. And I've said this before, there are 47 of them in Senate District 19. Okay? But we will, the first thing after elected, starting November the 7th, we will begin to organize these precinct governance councils within each of your voting precincts so that you'll be able to articulate specifically what it is that is needed there and how we can go and represent that come January of 2019 when the next legislative session begins. All right? So let's talk about principles are, the guiding principles. First of all, we're talking about consent. All right? The basis for governance of any level is the expressed will of the people. They give you consent. I've heard people say, what qualifies you to run? Well, the seat is owned by the people, and it's through the power of their vote that is determined who represents them. The state has already determined in election commission what the minimum qualifications is. Outside of that, it's up to the people to decide who's best qualified to represent them. All right? Education. Prior to casting any ballot, it is healthy for voters to reasonably, I'm not saying you have to be an expert about political science, but be reasonably informed about the electoral process and the issues that are facing you and the candidates and what they're going to do to address those as a elected official in the state senate. Registration. People should make sure that the process for making sure that they're registered to vote is in place. If for any reason you had a felony record and you served your time, 7 years have passed, and you're eligible for expungement, for sure people should be able to take advantage of that. Okay? But if you've registered and you moved and you didn't know that, though, that's what we mean by the registration process should be made very clear. All right? Participation. Then, when you know what's going on, you know who it is that best represents you, you're properly registered to vote, you're ready in your local voting precinct, guess what? You're ready to participate at the polls and to make your will, not some party, but your will known as to who it is that best represents you. All right? But then there needs to be communication. There should always be a process in place to maintain an open channel of communication with the person you sent to elected office. This is not just for the state senate, incidentally. It's for any office that you vote for somebody for. Now, of course, it's difficult to do that in Washington, D.C., isn't it? Because they weigh in D.C. And sometimes it's more difficult to do it on a state level if you don't have in place, as I'm saying, this something like this, Precinct Governance Council, which is why we're... Now, one of the things I'm going to be doing is coming to areas to actually clearly intimate this and explain it further and answer questions from... This is a good source for us to do that on Friday night at 7 o'clock, OK? Okay. I hope you call me tonight, 657-383-0944. Happy to engage you on that. Then lastly, accountability. You should not. We've done this too much already. And it's a lot of good people, but good people is not good enough when lives are in the balance and things are not being done to represent those people well. It's time out for just voting somebody in because their name is popular. That dog will no longer hunt. That's a poodle dog, and you're trying to chase squirrels with a poodle dog. That dog get tore up. You need yourself a hound dog or a golden retriever or something. All right. I won't stay there. The number to call me now, 657-383-0944. That's the studio, 657-383-0944. You got the website, and you can go there and learn as much as you want to there. That's why we put it there. We took the time to prepare it, put it there, so because we really believe in voter education. Okay? But we're grateful that those of you on Facebook have joined us, and it looks like I may have someone here that's trying to communicate with me on Facebook. I want to thank you, Ms. Nora, for joining us tonight, Lucille, and Juan Hall. Thank you guys for tuning in with us. Feel free to give us a call here. I want to talk to you. This is our time. So I'm going to keep talking until our 45 minutes is up, but I laid this time out for you guys. I laid it out for you guys, and I want you to know that this is an opportunity for me to answer your questions. Shoot them to me. Don't hold back. Don't hold no punches. Just shoot them right to me, and I'll be happy to get back with you there. Okay? And so I'll check with the in the studio to see if anybody's called in. Again, at number 657-383-0944. If you just like to listen, that's fine too. That's cool too. I will give my personal number, my campaign number, for you to call me if you have any specific questions, or the email address for you to reach us if you want to communicate with us that way. So let me go back to what we were just talking about in terms of holding an elected official accountable. That's your power. That is the power that you have as a constituent. And it's unfortunate that for too long, people quietly in their homes or on the phone or away from the public talk about the things that are hurting them, but they're afraid to speak out and say we need a change. Maybe because they don't have an alternative. They're not sure who is going to actually carry that banner of change for them. Well, I offer Reuben Dockery as your next senator. And I don't do so lightly, because I don't think you should play games with people. Enough of that has been done already. And the truth of the matter is, one of the reasons young people are so violent and so volatile is because they can't put their finger on it. They can't call the name, but they know something is not right. Now, I happen to be a preacher in my other life as well, and I know that many people are even hurting in the house of God because there are some things in their natural life that are just not right. I believe people should pay tithes and offerings, okay, on that side, no. And I believe you better pay your taxes. You don't, we got an uncle that's going to come get you, all right? I mean, you don't own nothing because Uncle Sam's going to have it. So you got to pay your taxes. But guess what? When you pay your tithes and often you pay your taxes, you ought to reasonably able to expect something in return. That's not asking too much. Specifically, we're talking about proper representation. Y'all know that that's how this country started. Taxation without representation. And the folk got hot mad. And it jumped off. It jumped off. And here we are, 200 now, and 42 years later, 43 years later, United States of America. See what I mean? So, but don't allow your anger to override your reason. And that's why we're, again, encouraging voters to be smart about your vote. Okay? Make sure that name recognition and glitter and fame and money don't control you. Because what happens is, once you get there, and, you know, in this seat, you got 4 years to wait before you can do anything else. So make it count. Well, I want to encourage you to drop that zero. Get yourself a hero. Tell them, hey, look here, old clock on the wall, say that's all. Time for you to take 3 steps to the rear and get out of here. Are y'all with me? Listen, you understand what I'm saying? We've had enough of failed leadership, period. Now, if a candidate cannot articulate to you how they're going, see what politicians do and people who aspire to be politicians, they're good at telling you what they think you want to hear. Oh, yeah. They can put together a good lie, make it sound real convincing. But you know it's a lie when you ask them how you're going to do that. Okay? What is your plan to do that? Let me give you an example. People have been floating this concept of affordable housing. And people do need to be able to afford the way they live. But be honest with people and let them know that affordable, by federal definition, is at least 30% of your monthly income or your annual income. If you're not making enough, then we need to look at how to get you to commensurate employment so that you can afford the quality of life you choose for yourself. So the real issue is that we've got to deal with empowering people economically, and then they can control where they live. Now, unfortunately, we've been gentrified in Nashville so bad, and folk have been running out. We've talked about this before. And at the end of the day, you know, the neighborhoods they grew up in all their life, they couldn't afford to live in them anymore if they wanted to, unless they got a better what? Economic condition or situation, better job or career, things of that nature. And the question that I never will forget when I was teaching in metro schools, the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce put it out and came to be. This was 20 years ago. And they said that we're going to have jobs to come to Nashville. And that's who some of our new residents are that are taking these positions. And the children in the public schools at that time will not be prepared to assume those roles and those positions. That's a sad thing. Nationally, it's reported that there are more jobs now than there are people that can fill them. Well, what I'm saying is all these resources and opportunities, we need to change that. And we can change that. You see what I mean? The truth of the matter is we've got to stop allowing professional politicians to run that game, keeping you at the loop. Somehow they know how to take care of them and their friends. You understand what I'm saying? And when it comes to you, I mean, good luck. You know what I mean? And what some people do is they resort to violence and tearing up things to try to compensate for their lack. We ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that no more. This is why we're focusing on voter education, voter organization, and voter participation. All right? I still got time to answer your questions or respond to any other comments that you might have. Feel free. If you don't want to call in, shoot it on Facebook. Throw something out there. You don't have to give your name. Just throw it out there, and we'll just read your question or your comment, and we'll share that with the listening audience. I got another 21 minutes before our special session is over with here. And again, this is the Voter Education. You're listening to Open Mic with 2018 Senate candidate Reuben Dockery, running for the 19th senatorial district in Tennessee. And you'll be hearing more from us. We're going to let some of this smoke clear. There's been a lot of smoke screens all year in 2018. This, that, and the other. And people are sick and tired of it. Like Fannie Lou Hamer, I'm tired of being sick and tired. All right. What you said. So I'll check back again to see if anybody wants to. You should want to shoot me a comment there on Facebook, or if you want to give us a call here, again, that number, in case you're just joining us, is 657-383-9000. 0944 that allow you to call me in the studio here, and we can chit chat, you understand, for the next about 20 minutes or so. But while I await you, I'll go back again and share some more information from our lecture. Now, as I said, just in case you're tuning in, we're on our website right now, and I hope that you've had a chance to follow us there. It's constituentadvocacy.com, and we went over to the platform label, and we highlighted it. Under it was podcast, previous podcast presentations, and then we open it up. We're looking at Voter Education Series Part 4, where it talks about holding your elected officials accountable, and we're in that PDF slide, and right now we're down at slide. We've been talking about the Precinct Governance Council and the definitions related to it, as well as the general guiding principles for it. And what we've been saying is that it's through a Precinct Governance Council, an organized body on the smallest political boundary level in your neighborhood of voters to make that difference. Now, somebody's saying, well, don't we have parties, the Davidson County Democratic Party, or perhaps somebody's thinking the Republican Party. Don't they take care of that for us? Well, you got to ask yourself, how well has that worked for you so far? That's my only response. I would encourage anyone who is a Democrat, be one, but make sure you get what you need. If you're a Republican, fine, be one. Make sure you get what you need. In the general election, it's not about a Republican or Democrat. It's about who can meet the needs of all of the 192-something souls that lives in Senate District 19. Who can bring those together? You know, we know that the Republicans control the state legislature. It's the way it is. It's been that way since 2010. And it doesn't look like that's going to change very soon. Well, does that mean you're still supposed to starve because of Republican control? No, you need somebody in there that can get you what you want. And that's what I've been telling people. There are money and resources set aside for you. I'm going to get it, and I ain't playing with it. It's about time for change. Huh? Now, I've said this before as well. I'll give the Republican Party 95% of the agenda. Just give me 5%, because I'm going to make sure that that 5% is 100% of what we need in our Senate district. And you don't give it to me, look for a fathead guy to give you some trouble. It's going to be some drama. I don't think we have to go through that, though. I think that the problem has been we haven't had the appropriate voice and leadership, and the people have not very well articulated their interests and needs, such that when at the beginning of the legislative session, when the budget is determined and set aside, we don't really know what they want in Precinct 105 or Precinct 3202. Huh? We don't know what they want in 28-1. We don't know what you need in 17-3 or 17-5 or 19-1 or 5 or District 5 or Precinct 5-5. We don't know what they need over there in 3, Precinct Governance Council 3-3. It's not articulated because you're not organized on that level. And that's what I'm suggesting to you. For the next 4 years, we'd be able to communicate with one another clearly about what we need and how we're moving forward. Okay? And so what happens is that through your Precinct Governance Council, every quarter, every half a year, and every year, you're kept in the loop about what legislations are coming, what DACRI is doing, what legislation is advancing. And for instance, let me just go and tell you, I got 3 things already that I'm ready to take to the state. We need legislation that will foster greater entrepreneurial business startups for some of these young people that got skill and talent that is wasted in the streets. I've talked with some bankers and people of that nature about how we can do it. I'm not suggesting just give money out to folk. Yeah, but we need our nonprofits to provide the soft skill training to prepare them and the discipline through a coach, a business coach, to help them sustain within the first 3 years. What research says within the first 3 to 5 years, that determines if a business is going to fail or succeed. Well, with that coach within the first year, you're in a position to get there. But most importantly, you know that there are resources. Now, right now, the Tennessee Economic Development Division has these things, it's on paper, but guess what? We ain't seeing it. That's the problem. It's a bunch of words. I ain't seeing it. And for some reason or other, so far, the people that we voted for and elected have not told us about them. I'm not even dealing why you ain't done it. Too late now. Get out the way. It's time for a change. Let's make a difference for our people. That's what I'm telling you. White, black, Hispanic, whatever. I don't even want to deal with why you didn't do it. It don't matter no more why you did. You did now, and we are where we are. So let's move forward. Let's get it on. Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on. You understand what I'm saying? All right. I got about 13 minutes. You want to shoot me a question? Want to shoot me a comment? Be happy to entertain it. If it's just for me, I keep it to myself. Just say, keep this to yourself. I mean, whatever. But the number is 657-383-0944. We've been talking again from my website, Constituent Advocacy. And as I mentioned, we have instructional videos on there, YouTube videos, where we explain these things in detail. And then there is a PDF document where you can look at it at your leisure. I encourage you to do that after we get off of here tonight. Just check it out. See if I'm lying. If I'm lying, you got to get a stick after me. You understand what I'm saying? I don't believe you're going to have to. You ain't going to need that stick. You ain't going to need just. But check me out. Don't take my word for it, Dan. Don't just take my word for it. Just for a few minutes, I want to just highlight some of the things that will be a part of your agenda when you develop your precinct governance council. And feel free to give me a call or shoot me a question or comment. I'll stop and respond to it in the next few minutes that we have. Precinct Governance Council aims, there should be guiding principles. You want to establish some sort of bylaw or rule for yourself, making sure that that doesn't supersede what local, state, or federal law says with regards to certain things in terms of organizing a body of that nature. Membership, identify membership and what expectation of participation are. Strategic planning. These are the things that we'll be bringing starting November 7th when you vote Reuben Dockery in as your next senator. Now, there's some folk out there that's talking some stuff, and they ready already poised to run good game already. Look, we tired of that, man. It's real simple. What you going to do? Drop it like it's hot or get out the way, because we need change in 2018. There should be a clear process for identifying and choosing who is it that best represents you. Again, if I cannot articulate to you how I'm going to do the things I say I'm going to do, that's a good indication I'm running game. But I ain't running no game. Listen to some of these other folks. They give you these grand ideas. When you ask them, break that down to me like I'm 3 years old. They can't do it because they ain't thought that far. See, they get to office, though, and you just got to deal with their inaccuracy all over again, another 4 years. We ain't going to make that mistake no more. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. Organization of a precinct governance council, as we've been talking about, this is based simply your neighbors on the blocks that you live on or the surrounding blocks coming together and saying, we know that over here there are carjackings. Over here there are break-ins. Over here there are robberies. Over here we got children that are going to schools that are not doing so well. what is it that we want to do in terms of dealing with public safety, with the education issue? We got people running around here, not just black, whites as well, with undiagnosed mental health illnesses that factor into some of the criminal behavior. What are we prepared to do about that? You understand what I'm saying? And what happens is, little Johnny get in trouble. He robs somebody, and you don't want to snitch because you don't want, you know little Johnny's mama, and you know her heart gonna be broken if you snitch on her, right? Well, little Johnny don't need to keep breaking into people's stuff, man. He better not come over here no more. I know that much. I know. Hey, I know you. I know your mama, little Johnny. But you understand what I'm saying? What can we do to fix that? What resources and opportunities are there? Be clear about the fact that on the state level, you don't control local government land use issues and local government issues, but you are in a position to allocate state dollars and some federal dollars and direct them to your constituents on the local level, working directly with your mayor, with the members of the council, with your elected school board, and other elected officials, such as your attorney general and things of that nature. You're able to get these things done. Don't think as a senator, the senator can come down and control all these things. That's the furthest thing from the truth. What you need leadership to do is to work collaboratively, again, as I said, with those other elected bodies to make sure that gets done. That's how you do it. I don't want to oversimplify it, but it's not hard. And you have the power to do that. Perhaps we just didn't know we had the power. You know, you had that kind of power, Richard. Yeah, you got it going on real strong. All right? So some other things that I want to emphasize before we leave here is that we want to form some sort of economic agenda. We want to look at an educational agenda. Certainly, we want to look at socially. How is it that we can better embrace our children? Now, interestingly enough, I saw in Chicago that they were marching and blocked up a whole street because they were marching against the killings and the crime. Well, doggone it. If your march caught the culprits, the people that were responsible, what are they going to look like? Who are they going to be? Where do you think they're going to come from? From your neighborhoods, your neighbors. That's who they are. What you going to do now? Going to kill them? Going to lock them all up, shut them down? Well, the truth of the matter is there are some issues in our neighborhoods that we need to be honest about, and we need to come together to say these are our babies, these are our people, and we don't want to see them fall by the wayside. Let's not allow politics and other foolishness to get in the way of the power we have to spare the lives of our children, our young people, and improve their lives. Okay? I want to read, and you're going to hear this again once the smoke clears from this current election that's taking place, this primary. I want to read this preamble to you. And I hope that this gives you some hope or some sense of understanding that you got. I got about 6 minutes. Let me read this preamble to you right here. And this is what summarizes your power. Preamble of the 19th Senatorial District of Tennessee. We the people of the 19th Senatorial District of Tennessee, in order to form a more perfect senatorial district, ensure justice, promote public harmony, provide for common protection, promote general interest, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our children, do ordain and consent to the common organization of the electorate of Tennessee Senate District 19, 21 council districts, and 47 voting precincts. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. You got the power. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. And when we exercise that, my friends, my neighbors, fellow constituents, we'll find ourselves having an improved quality of life. Everybody. Everybody. I've said before, there's a rising tide in Nashville right now, economically. But everybody's not rising with the tide. Some of us are drowning because our vessels got holes in it. Let's fix them. Let's save them first. And let's prepare ourselves for success. We can go up and not down. All right? Brother Sawyers, thank you for joining, Brother Sawyers. Give me a call here, Brother Sawyers, 657-383-0944 right quick. And I got 4 minutes to talk to you. I got 4 minutes to talk to you. If you will, just give me a call, 657-383-0944. Or shoot me a conversation here on Facebook. We'll be happy to respond to you in the next 4 minutes that we have here. Understand, friends, that I'm running because we got problems. If we didn't have the problems we have, I wouldn't be running. Now, I've been pointing the finger of blame. I've been calling out elected officials. And because I have been one over the last 25 years in Nashville, I've been here 31 years, who've been offering suggestions through grant writing as a nonprofit founder, an executive director, as a pastor, as a community activist, working as a public school teacher in the Department of Corrections and Youth Development, in the psychiatric industry, offering suggestions to elected officials about how we can use current resources that have been allocated to address certain needs. And guess what? It fell on deaf ears. Again, I don't even want to know why. I'm beyond trying to ask, get you to lie to me again about why. I'm busy working to bring the solution that we desperately need and deserve. I want you to know, constituents, neighbors, Senate District 19, you got the power. Come November 6th, you can demonstrate that power. You got the power to make it right. But if we don't use that power, somebody else will manipulate us and take advantage of us. We ain't going to do that, are we? We ain't going to let that happen, are we? No. We're not going to do that. No, ma'am. No, sir. We're going to use what we got because we got a lot. It's about time for me to make my way out of here for this segment. I got about 2 minutes. I'm going to let this German group, which it never ceased to amaze me how in 1989, these German, black Germans were able to come to America and make filthy money off of a powerful song. Group was called Snap. And you know what they said? They simply said, you got the power. That's something people in poverty-ridden America were hoping for and aspiring to, having power. But we're going to leave with this. Come back next Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Be prepared to talk to us or give us a call in here, and we can make some stuff. Thank you again for joining us. Candidate, Ruben Dawson. Open mic. Friday, July 20th. We'll see you next week. Back.